Estás escuchando A Cristo en el Centro, presentado por la Misión Luterana de Puerto Rico. Ahora, una reflexión bíblica por el pastor James Nuendorf.
Our reading for today comes from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 11 to 16. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also. And they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. Is God far away from us? Perhaps you have this picture of him. God seated on a majestic throne high above in the heavens, observing his creation from a distance. Beneath his feet is a staircase that stretches as far as the eye can see. The righteous judge, the ultimate authority, Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father, sharing his divine power. He sits on a mighty throne, sovereign, almighty, but distant. Now, we confess that Christ is seated on a throne in our creeds, and he does have that power and authority. His head bears a crown. This is still an incomplete picture of our King. As we read today, the Son of David is a different kind of king than we are used to. He is a shepherd king. It's how he refers to himself. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. Present tense. His identity forever. Reading from Ezekiel that we read in the full service described how God desired to get up from his throne and come down. The shepherds of Israel had completely failed. The sheep were scattered everywhere. God saw the miserable condition of humanity, and his heart urged him to get up and go down. Get his hands dirty, to go out into the hot sun and the thorny bushes, gather up his sheep. What else could he do? Sit and wait for us to approach him? Does he expect that his sheep will lead themselves to his heavenly home without a shepherd to guide them? Can he remain in his chair while his sheep are scattered? What does God see from that throne? If he looks down on earth, he sees you, parched and weary, yearning for the life-giving water that only he can provide. He sees you disoriented and confused, longing for his gentle hand to guide you home. He sees you stumbling in the shadows, desperately seeking the warmth and brilliance of his divine light. He sees you trembling with fear, craving the shelter and safety of his loving embrace. He sees you caught in sin, unable to pull yourself free, in need of a savior. His shepherd heart grieves to see the flock scattered. You think he can remain sitting on his throne when he sees these things? God knows that no one else can do it. A hired hand won't do what is needed, the suffering that it will require, the hard labor, the sheep that will kick him and bite him as he tries to bring them in. He will have to do it himself. So will he stay sitting down when he sees you in your miserable condition? Well, he said, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. So he stands and comes. He gives of his whole self. He comes down into our dusty and dirty fallen world. Lays down his whole life. He goes out to us because he knows we cannot come to him. He is a shepherd who does not stay far away, but comes near to us. He leaves his seat and he comes down. He appears to the shepherds as the King of Shepherds. He seeks out the lost. He binds up the wounded and the brokenhearted. He lifts them onto his shoulders and he brings them back. He is a shepherd that goes out, that goes to bring you back. He shows you his hands and his feet and he says, listen to my voice, hear my word, follow me, he calls. Come, stop your straying. Did you think that you needed to find him? No. He comes to you. He lifts you up and brings you near. What is truly amazing? He makes you his own beside the quiet waters. He baptizes you, makes you a part of God's family forever. He feeds you with his word, and he, our God, who stood up to come for you, makes you sit down and rest. Turns the chair, and he says, here I will serve you. You see what an amazing shepherd you have, who calls you and feeds you, who says to you, this food which is on this table is a banquet that is spread before you in the presence of your enemies. The devil and all his wolves, the evil things of this world that surround you, they cannot do anything to me. So come, eat and drink. This is food for eternal life. My body and my blood. Come, sit. I have chosen you for life. Live. This is your home. Your king is a shepherd. Your God who comes to you, who does not stay seated on his throne, but gives you a seat at his table. This is your good shepherd. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Esta ha sido una presentación de la Misión Luterana de Puerto Rico, a Ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Para conocer más, visítanos en www.cristoenelcentro.com.